Okay, so just a couple of quick announcements. So first off, just because it's a little bit of a fast-paced chabura, obviously everybody knows that chelek is going to be a lot more. There's a lot more going on. We're barely going to scratch the surface as we go through these documents very, very quickly. So just a couple things. First of all, people should just know I'm not. This is my disclaimer. I'm not an expert on Nach, and I'm not an expert on Chelek. I'm not an expert on Olam Haba or Mashiach, any of these things. There are people in the yeshiva who are a shtickle more, suitable for those topics. The much bigger topics. Rabbi Chorsky is here. Rabbi Wiederblank is here. Rabbi Kacher is here. A couple of them were actually giving kaburas earlier this year. And just the deeper in Yamim, Olam Haba, questions like that. So people just know that we have unbelievable people in yeshiva who are able to answer all kinds of really, really deep questions that are yisodos in our religion. Okay, so that's first of all. The second thing is like this. Just because it's a little bit fast-paced, the goal in Yiras Hashem is to do roughly two daf a day. And at this point, I think if we do the math, I'm assuming, I don't know what everyone's plans are for Shavuos, that everyone's going to be here after Shavuos or before Shavuos, everyone's leaving, I don't know what the story is. But the goal was to finish by Shavuos, because usually things tend to peter out from YU after, sometimes before Shavuos also.
I'm not supposed to say that now.
Yeah, but okay. So the plan is hopefully to finish by Shavuos. So we're going to have to do a little bit more than two daf a day, Yiras Hashem, to cover that. The idea, the thinking was that it would basically take us 45 minutes or less per Amud. Just to that end, per daf. And to that end, I'm just asking, obviously, I'm a Shul Neshiv, so I like questions and I enjoy questions very much. The only thing is that just given the time and everyone's all impressed and whatever, please, if I'm not clear about something, if something is just not making sense, so please stop me and I'll try to speak coherently. But if it's more than that, please just hold off to then, just out of consideration for everybody else who's here. Okay. All right, so the only thing that I did a little bit differently, you're welcome to use them, you're welcome to not use them. The only thing that I did is that I tried to make this a little bit as organized as possible. So, if you just hand these out, you certainly don't have to, they're supposed to be 10, I think, but just hand them out and you can have them. And I think I did the first set of Pesukim also. The first time around, I actually sat down with a lot of the guys and we read through many, many, many Pesukim to get the context. So the first thing that I did over here is just to break up the topics, because each element is pretty daunting. And if it would just be organized in a way that you can break up the here, and these are not going to be relevant so much today. The first part of it will be relevant. Just pass it around if you don't mind. Mirza Shem, so there's a couple things. So just the idea of this is just to give you an easier in terms to break up the topics that are on the page. They're breaks, and I kind of try to keep it only on one side. What's he doing?
Miss first two guys.
Okay. Fine. So that's the idea. And then in terms of the psukim, people should know in general, one of the unique things in Chelek is that there's many times a pashut shot in the pasuk that we're not necessarily sticking with in the Gemara. And obviously, the pshatim that we're developing are much, much deeper, much more nuanced, and there's definitely a lot more work to be done to take a look at the context for each pasuk. Obviously, I don't think that we're going to have the time for that, but people should just be aware that there's a lot going on over here. In terms of basic Rishonim, or Mefarshim, if anyone's interested, to look further into it, so a couple of basic Rishonim that are phenomenal, just phenomenal Ezer, is the Yadamah, who we think that he kind of stops for all the regular halacha parts of Sanhedrin, but he's consistent throughout, and he has some like phenomenally yisodistic things that he says in the beginning of Chelek, very, very, he writes at length, in terms of Olam Haba and Mashiach. So the Yadamah, the Marsha, is also great. The Ben Yoyada, who we tend to quote every now and then. And then there's the Torah Chaim, of course, the Ber Moshe, and the Maharal, of course, so he was obviously a little bit late here. But, okay, so let's, and of course there's Rashi, there's no Taisvis as far as I know, but there's also Rashi, which is also great. Okay, so let's try to get started. It's Rashi. And the family, I mean, you'll tell me, when we get to the Chalazim, you'll tell me if it's Rashi.
Yeah.
somebody ended up on the wrong floor. Okay. Okay. All right, so here we go. Kol Yisrael, yesh mechilek l'olam haba. All Jews, every Jew, or all Israel collectively, has a chilek in olam haba. We already have it. Shenemar v'amid kulam tzadikim, l'olam yirshu aretz, nitzir mata'ai ma'aseh yadai l'esper. Right, the famous pasuk in Yeshaya. And this pasuk says, what? V'amid kulam tzadikim, you're a nation that's entirely tzadikim, l'olam yirshu aretz, you'll forever inherit the land. Netzer matai, netzer is like a shoot or a sprout, the sprout of my plants. Maaseh yadai lehisba'er, the work of my hands, in which to glory. I'm sorry. Just one more quick thing. I don't know if we're supposed to vote about it, but please tell me in terms of pacing. I'm trying to speak a little bit more slowly so people can either punctuate or to translate or to write things in. If I'm speaking too slowly or too quickly, so please. Just let me know, and I'll try to accommodate so that I'm not annoying to all the people who want to go more quickly, or I'm not annoying all the people who want to go more slowly. Okay, fine. So that's the way. So the elu she'imam chilek olam haba. But here are the people who don't have a chilek olam haba. So here's the list of roughly six people. So number one is ha'omer ein tchias hamesim min haTorah, a person who denies that tchias hamesim can be found in the Torah. Again, so Rashi points out here, this doesn't mean that you're necessarily kofer in tchias hamesim per se. It means that you don't think that you can find a mucker for it in the Torah. Okay, no, that's number one. Number two, vein Torah min ha'shamayim. And number three, v'api karis. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he gives you a fourth one, af ha'korei b'sfarim hafitzon, and we'll see what that is in the Gemara, Mirz Hashem. V'alochish alamaka, number five, a person who literally whispers or mutters over a wound. Right, and what does he say? Va'omer kol ha'machla asher samti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem rovecha. And he says this pasuk, right, that any ailment that I put in Mitzrayim or upon Mitzrayim, I will not put upon you, for I am Hashem, your healer. Okay. Avishol omer, sixth one, af ha'hoge es Hashem v'os Yosef. Also a person who loosely pronounces the shame of Hashem v'os Yosef with its letters, meaning yudke vavke, as opposed to the shame adnos, the way that we pronounce it. Okay, so it's just an amazing thing. If you think about it just for a second, that, and we'll have this throughout Chelek consistently, is that it's very, very easy to get bogged down and for Chelek to become a very cerebral, dry pursuit. And that's not the point. These are Yesodos and Emunah, and it's supposed to strike chords with all of us, and we're supposed to internalize. So at least, hopefully, I don't know if we're going to be able to do it so much over the course, but we should definitely stop at some point to think about what we're saying. But what we are saying is that it's we don't even have to earn it. It's ours to lose. We have it already. It's sitting there waiting for us. It's just ours to lose. Okay. Shlosha malachim v'arba'a hidiotos elam chilek olam haba. So there are three kings and four simple people who don't have a chilek olam haba. Who are they? Shlosha malachim, the three kings are Yeravam, Achav, u'Menashe. We're going to talk about each of those in Mirz Hashem the Gemara. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So Menashe is an interesting person. Menashe, we typically think of him as a king who was a Rasha, Melech Yisrael, who was not a good king. He caused a lot of people to do Avodah Zarah. His father was Rabbi Chizkiah, and Chizkiah got rid of all the Avodah Zarah in the land, and he brought it back in. And so we think of him as a bad guy, but we know that the Pesukim and Devarei Yomim say that what happens is eventually, after he turns the whole country into this idolatrous place, he gets captured by Ashur, right, and he's there, and he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he's ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears his tefillah, and he's returned to Yerushalayim. So now the question is, so how do you read that? Do you say that that means that he's a good guy at the end of the day? Or do you say that, no, he's a bad guy? So the Chachamim are of the opinion that the Menashe is in the list of the Shlosh Malachim who do not have Chelek Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menashe yesh lo Chelek Olam Haba. No, he does have a Chelek Olam Haba. Shenemar v'yispalel elav. Now the fuller pasuk, we're missing a couple words over there, but if you take a look, the fuller pasuk is where he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yispalel elav, v'ye'aser lo, and he was, it's a lashon of supplication, he was davening to by Menashe, v'yishma t'chinaso, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his supplication, v'yishiveyu Yerushalayim, and he returned him to Yerushalayim, l'malchusa, to his kingdom. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, so clearly, it seems that it all ended up well in the end of the day. So, Amar lo, so the Chum said, l'malchusa heshivu, but he did not, so he returned him to his malchus. That's what the pasuk says. It says, "Vayishivehu Yerushalayim l'malchusa." So he's returned to his malchus, his kingdom, lo l'chayilam haba heshiva. But he was not returned to chayilam haba. Okay. Arba'ah diotos, and who are the four diotos? Bilam the doeg, Achitofel, the Gehazim, we'll talk about Mirza Shem, each of these when we get to the Gemara. Just a quick Ha'ara, as we noted earlier in the year, one of the people on the list is Bilam. And as far as we know, Bilam was not Jewish. So the question is, wait a second, so it sounds like we're saying is that Goyim also can get a Chiluk on the Ba. And Bilam was just a Rasha, so male, he lost it. It sounds like even Goyim, so what's the Chiluk between Jews and Goyim? So it seems to be that the Chiluk would be that Jews already have it. And Goyim, if they behave properly, then they can get it. Okay. Fine, so that's the Mishnah. So Zakta Gemara, the Kol Kach Lama. So what is this all for? And we'll see what this means in a second. What is this all for, meaning going on to, referring back to Tchias HaMesim? Tana, who kafar b'Tchias HaMesim, l'fichach lo yiyo chelek b'Tchias HaMesim. So this fellow, mentioned in the Mishnah, in the first person in the list, right, the person who says, in Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, he denied Tchias HaMesim, l'fichach lo yiyo chelek b'Tchias HaMesim. Therefore, he will not have a chelek in Tchias HaMesim. Shekol midosav, shal kadosh baruch hu, mida keneged mida. For all the midas of kadosh baruch hu, mida keneged mida. The Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmini, Amar of Yonasan, Minayin Shekol Midosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida Keneged Mida. Where do you see this? How do you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates in a Mida Keneged Mida system? Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Malachim writes as follows. Now the story over there, what's going on in those Pesukim, is basically the Ben Hadad, the Melech Aram, laid siege on the Shomron, right? And who is it? The Melech Yehoram, who is a Melech Yisrael. So he laid siege to the city of Shomron. So there was hunger. So there was no food lying around, and the king blames Elisha, and Elisha then comes up and says this guarantee that there's going to be food. So what happens? So Shneimar vayomer Elisha shimu devar Hashem. It's really that. So if you take a look at the fuller pasuk, it's vayomer Elisha shimu devar Hashem. Ko amar Hashem ka'is machar, like this time tomorrow sa'as solas b'shekel asav solas. Will be going for a shekel. The sasayim sa'arim and tusav barley b'shekel will be going for a shekel b'shar shemar. In other words, will be really, really cheap by this time. So the king came over to him to complain, and Elisha says, no, don't worry. Tomorrow, it's all going to get better. Now, if you take a look, I don't know if you have the, I have it notated in my Gemara, where the pasuk is. That's at the very beginning of the seventh parak of Malachim Beis. And what happens in the rest of that parak is that they lay siege. The Jewish people, there's the Arba Mitzrayim, who we'll talk about in Mirza Shem a little bit later in the parak. The Arba Mitzrayim say, look, we're going to die, and they're in the city with the Jewish people, and they're saying, look, we're going to die anyway. So why not just go over to the camp, to the Machna of Melech Aram, and we'll check out what's going on over there. And if they kill us, okay, good. So we're going to die here, we'll die there. And if they let us live, so then wonderful, they'll let us live. And then what happens is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nace, and he makes it that it's that the Melech Aram, that their camp, heard that they thought that they were hearing a whole bunch of chariots coming to attack them, so they ran off. So the four Mitzrayim show up to the camp, and they say, hey, look, the whole place is empty. So they go back to the king, they go back to Melech Yisrael, and they tell him, hey, look, the whole camp is empty, it's all good to go. So what happens is that the whole place starts swarming in to go pick up all of that good stuff that the camp from Melech Aram left around. So here's the conversation. So Vayomer Elisha Shimu Devar Hashem. So listen, it's going to be great. Mart Kais Machar Saas Solis B'Shekel. V'Sasayim Saor B'Shekel. V'Shar Shomron. And that's what that's going to be the going rate in the market. Uksiv, and the pasuk says the Vayan Hashalish Asher. Now if you take a look, it's a little different. Vayan Hashalish Asher LaMelech Nishan Al Yado. And the Shalish, the like general, the captain, who the king upon whom the king was leaning. So he responded to Elisha. Vayana shlish asher lamelech nishan al yado as Isha Elokim. He responds to Isha Elokim, meaning Elisha. Vayomer, and he said, Hinei Hashem osaru bos b'shamayim. Hashem could make windows in the heavens for all I care. Hayyeh adav ra'azeh, is it possible for this thing to happen? Vayomer, and Elisha said back to him, Hin charoa beinecha, behold, you'll see with your own eyes, umisham lo tochel. But you're not going to actually be able to eat from all that food. So what happens? So now the Gemara jumps to the end of that perek in Malachim Bei Zion, and it says, Uksiv, Vayhi lo kein, and it actually turned out to be that way, Vayirmesu osoam v'shar vayimos, and the whole people, as they were on, this shlish was appointed to kind of like to patrol by the shar, and all the people on their way in were trampled over him and killed him. So the Gemara asks, so now from this story you're supposed to see that this this Shalish denied that this was ever going to happen. And then what ends up happening is that he was trampled as people were on their way to pick up the food that he said was never going to come. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. If you took a look at the story, what happened was Elisha basically cursed him. Elisha told him, you're not gonna live to see it. So Vidilma killas Elisha Gamalim. Maybe it was just because of the klala that Elisha gave him. The Amar of Yehuda Marav, killas kacham afilo alchinam hipa. As we know, like by Yaakov Avinu, that even if it's alchinam, with no ill will or not designated or intended in any particular fashion, it'll still happen. So maybe that's why that doesn't show you anything about midah k'neged midah. So the Gemara says, "Emkein lichtov kra v'yirmesuhu v'yamos." So if that's the case, the pasuk should have just said that they trampled him and he died. My bishar. Why does it say that they trampled him v'yirmesuhu also ha'am bashar? That they trampled him by the shah. So the answer is al iske shar. Must be because it was the matters of the shah because he had denied. Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to continue with the makaris for chias hamitzvah. So says the Gemara, minayin l'tchias ha'meis minatar. What's the makar that tchias ha'meis is minatar? Shenemar, as we have the pasuk, right? So nesata mimenu with trumas Hashem la'aron ha'kohen. Right, so this is the psukim in Bamidbar Yudches, right? Bamidbar Yudches and Devarim Yudches both discuss matnas kuhuna. So over there it says, and you're supposed to give chuma to Aaron HaKohen. The only problem is, when did the mitzvah of chuma kick in? When they went to Eretz Yisrael. So the key Aaron la'olam kayam. Was Aaron going to live forever? He didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't want truma for them to be able to give him truma. So Elam Alamed, what does this teach you? Sha'asid lichyos v'Yisrael knows bim lo truma. So clearly you see that he's going to come back to life. So mikan lo tchias ha'meisim min haTorah. Now interestingly, so what's the kasha? The Aramah picks on very quickly is, wait a second. Is Olam Haba this, if it is this super spiritual existence, so then why are we giving truma to Aaron HaKohen? So that's why he says it's not talking Olam Haba. If you take a look at Rashi says Sha'asad Lichyos, Sha'asad Lichyos Olam Haba. So that's why the Yadamah jumps at him. He says, why is it Olam Haba? There's no truma or food b'time b'mas Olam Haba. So that's why the Yadamah says that this pasuk is, that this Gemara is talking about b'mas Mashiach. The only problem, the reason for why Rashi probably wanted to say that it's referring to Olam Haba is because of the whole issue that the Mishnah opened up by saying, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Olam Haba. And we're trying to figure out, and the response, remember, the Midah K'neged Midah is if you deny Tchias HaMesim, you don't get Olam Haba. So what would seem to be that the Mishnah is telling you is that they're synonymous in a form. And I am in the Rambam, in the Parak Tshuva, But anyway, so that's the passage why Rashi wanted to think that this was talking about Olam Haba, not Yemos Mashiach. And the Yadamah says, no, this is talking about Yemos Mashiach. Okay. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, La'aron, what does it mean when it says you're supposed to give the truma to Aaron? So that's Ke'aron. Ma'aron Chaver, Afbanav Chaver. Just like Aaron is a Tam Chacham, so also his kids, to whom you will eventually give truma, they should also be Tamil Chacham. In other words, you shouldn't give truma to a Kain who's an Amar. Okay, so now the Gemara just parenthetically goes through a little bit about this thing that you're not supposed to give truma to Am Haaretz. So Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Amar Yonasan, Minayin she'in nosim truma l'kain Am Haaretz. So I don't know that you're not supposed to do that. She remembers the pasuk in the very Yomim says, "Vayomer la'am liyosh v'yushalayim." Let's say it's Minas. What was it? I think it was Minas Hakohen v'Halavim. Leman yechziku b'taras Hashem. So you're supposed to give a Minas. You're supposed to give this portion to the Kohen and the Levim. So Kol Hamasik b'Taras Hashem Yesh Lo Manas. Any person who holds fast to the Torah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so then he's the person who's entitled to the Manas, to the portion, to the Truma. V'she'en Hamasik b'Taras Hashem. But if he doesn't hold fast to the Torah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ain Lo Manas. Then you're not supposed to give him Truma. Okay. Amar of Achabar Ada Amar of Yehuda. Kol Anosin Truma L'Kayin Amaretz. If a person does give Truma to Kayin Amaretz, Kiilu Nosna L'Fnei Ari. It's as though he gave it to a lion. What does that mean? Ma'ari, Safik Doreis Va'ochel, just like is it with an Ari, there's two ways that he can have his breakfast, right? Either he can trample the food and eat it immediately, or he can trample the food and leave it for later on in the day. So Ma'ari, Safik Doreis Va'ochel, it's a Safik if he's going to trample it and eat the food immediately. Safik in a Doreis Va'ochel, it's a Safik if he's not going to trample it and eat it immediately. In other words, he'll trample, but eat it later. So Af kainam ha'aretz, Safik ochla b'tara, it's a Safik if he's going to eat in the state of Tara, Safik ochla b'tum. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Af gorm lo misa, Shenemar, u'meisu bo kichalu, right? That's the hemshach of the psukim in Vayikra, where it says Veshamrus Mishmarti, Velo Yisul Alchet, Umeisibo Ki Chalulu. Okay. Devei Rav Elazar Yaakov, Tana, Af Masiu Avon Ashma, even causes him to bear the Avon of Ashma. What does that mean? Rashi says it's like loading onto him tons of Avonas. So Shenemar, Veisiu Alsam Avon Ashma, Ba'achlam, Eskat Jehem. Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara picks up again with Tchias Mesim. So Tanya. Are we good so far? Okay. So Tanya Rav Simai Omer, Minayin L'Tchias Mesim in the Torah. How do you know? So Shenemar, V'gam Hakimosi Esbrisi Itam, L'seis Lahem Es Eretz Knat. So where is this pasuk? This pasuk is in the opening psukim of Parshas Ve'era. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is right. It says, Ve'era and I appeared of two Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Bekel Shakai. And then the follow-up pasuk is Vagama Kimosi is Bisi Itam Laseis Lahem as Eretz Knan, to give them, meaning whom? Meaning the Avos, that I'm gonna give them Eretz Knan. So Lachem Lonemar, it doesn't say that I'm gonna fulfill my treaty with them by giving you the land. Lonemar El Lahem, it says I'm giving them the land. So how is that possible that you're giving the Avos the land? So Mikana Tchias Amesim in a Tyra. Okay. Fine. So now this acronym over here, Tzedek Gam, Geshem Kam. So the Grah changes, and we'll see for obvious reasons why he changes it, and that's just because the letters don't really match up the way that we have in our version of the Gemara. But if you take a look, the way that the Grah has it over here is Tzerek Kam Geshem Gam. And that we'll see that it's going to be that the first five letters are going to refer to the heretics or the umos that the Tanam are converse with, Tanam are Amoraim, there's one Amoraim talks to them, who's going to converse with, and the second five is going to be the Tanaim who are communicating with them. Okay. So Shalu Minim, so we have Minim in the Gemara, but it's not really, it doesn't seem to be that way. It should be the Tzedukim, and that kind of makes sense with the acronym that the Gemara has. So Shalu Tzedukim es Rebbe Gamliel. So the Tzedukim es Rebbe Gamliel, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mechai Mesim. Where do you see this? So Amar Lahem, Min HaTorah, Min HaNeviim, Umin HaKesuvim. So he said, I got places from Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim, Velo Kibu Men, but they weren't Makabal any of these Makaris that Rebbe Gamliel gave. Min HaTorah, where do you see it? The Chziv, as the Pasuk in Vayelech writes, Vayomer Hashem, now if you take a look at the Pasuk, if you have it on the side, take a look at the whole Pasuk. It says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, now, and tell me how you would read it. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Hincha Shokhi v'mavosecha, behold, you're going to lie with your fathers, V'kam ha'om hazen, this nation will get up, V'zana acharei Elohei nechar ha'aretz, and they're going to stray after the getchkas of the land. So now, what's his raya? So he says, Chziv. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Hincha shochev em avosecha v'kam. So he says, oh, so you see, it says, Hincha shochev em avosecha v'kam. You're going to lie with your fathers and get up. So must be, that's a makar for Tchias Mesim Natar. So what's the obvious response they're going to say? You broke up the sentence improperly. Armaloso, they say back then, V'dilma v'kam ha'amaz avizona. What do you mean? The way to read the passage is, Hincha shochev em avosecha v'kam ha'amaz avizona. And then the nation will get up. Okay, so that's Torah, that's the Makar for Torah, but that's out. Min ha-Neviim, what do you see in Neviim? Bechziv, Yichyu Meisecha, Nevei Lasi Yikumun. So Yichyu Meisecha, your dead will live, will come back to life. Nevei Lasi Yikumun, my Neveila, will rise up. Hakitu, they will awaken. Veranu Shokhni Afrin, that's the dwellers of the dust. Obviously, people who are dead will sing praise. Kital Oroz Talecha, Ve'eretz Refaim Tapia. Okay. So now, so he says, oh, so it's Kemat Befeish from this Pasuk in Yeshaya, that the dead are going to come back to life. So he says, well, wait a second. Yeshaya lived before Yecheskel. So Vidilma Mason Shehech Yecheskel. Maybe he's referring to the Mason, the Yecheskel, as we'll talk about later, Mirza Shem Neperek, that Yecheskel was Mechai, a certain Mason. So maybe it's referring to those Mason, not the Mason, Asad Lav. Okay, so that's the Nevim, and that's out. Minah Ksuvim, so what about Ksuvim? The Chziv, V'chikeich, Kiyen Hatov Holech Ledodi L'Meshavim. Take a look at the last part of the pasuk. Dovev Sifsei Yeshenim. The lips, the movement of the lips of those who are sleeping, those who are dead. So it seems pretty clear that the dead, the lips of those who are dead are gonna move. So how's that happening? It must be Tchias Mesim. So they respond. V'dilma Ruchushim Marachashan Sivvase Ba'ama. Maybe it just means the movement of the lips in general. K'Reb Yochanan, like we know from Yochanan, the famous Memra, the Amr of Yochanan, Shimon of Shimon ben Tzadok. Any person who attributes a halacha and says it b'shem b'shmo, so then sivsos of davos b'kever. So lips move in the kever. Shenemer, as the pasuk writes, davos sivsei yishen. Okay, so now those are the three makars from Tarnavim Ktuvim. So now, Ad She'amar Lahem Mikras, until he showed them this pasuk, and then the Tzidukim are masking. What a pasuk they say? The pasuk in Ekev. Asher Nishbah Hashem Lafoseichem Laseis Lahem. So again, similar, we might have said this every single day in Kriyishma. So Asher Nishbah Hashem Lafoseichem Laseis Lahem. What does that mean? Lachem Lo Ne'amar El Lahem. So Mikan Latkiyas Amesim Min Hatara. The Yish Omrim. Min the Mikra Zeh Omrim. From the following pasuk. It says, V'atem Atvekim Hashem Lafoseichem Chayim Kulchem Hayom. Chayim Kulchem Yom. What does that mean? So Ma Hayom Kulchem Chayamin. Just like you're all alive today, Afol Lamaba Kulchem Chayamin. Just it's an amazing thing if you think about it. Just for the next time that you say Shema, or the next Monday and Thursday that you have, when you say Batim Et Beikam Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kul Chayim, so we're affirming Tchias Meisim. Right, that's really what we're saying. Okay, so the Gemara continues. We're by the Itmar. We're by the Shal Romiyim Es Rav Yeshua. We're about halfway down the widest lines. Shal Romiyim Es Rav Yeshua Ben Chananya. Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Meisim. So the Yodeya Masha Asalios, and also knows what's going to happen in the future. So Amr Lahu, so he said to them, Tarbayim in the Mikrazeh, both of them you can see from the following pasuk. Shneimar, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hin Chashochi V'Mavoseach V'Kam, Pa'amazeh V'Zana. So they say back, well, the obvious time, V'Dilma V'Kam Ma'amazeh V'Zana. Maybe it's not Hin Chashochi V'Mavoseach V'Kam, it's V'Kam Ma'amazeh V'Zana. So he says, okay, but Lamaisa, there's two things that you see from the pasuk. Right? He was trying to say, you see that number one, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have Tchias Meisim. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is projecting the future, then he's saying that this nation is going to go off the derech. So Amar Lahu, so he says back to them, Nekotu, Mia, Palgu, Bidaiko, fine. So at least hold on to half of what I just told you. Diodea, Masha, Asaliyot. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen in the future. Okay, fine. So Ayin Ben Yirgadu, who explains why they lumped both of these questions together. What shaykh is? Okay, so if Marnami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Michai, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Meisim, Yodeh Masha Asim Lios. So Shanem Marhin Chashot V'Mavusach V'Kam V'Chulei. Okay. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi. B'davar Zeh Ziyafti Sifrei Minim. So regarding this matter, in this matter I discovered the forgery Sifrei Minim of the Sifrei Minim. Shahayuam that they say in Tchias Meisim in the Torah. So Marti Lahan, I told them, Ziyachtim Taraskim, you forged your Torah. Below Halisim, Biyadchim Kum, but you didn't accomplish anything. Sha'atim Omrim, because you guys say in Tchias Meisim in the Torah, but too late. Harehu Omer, the Pasuk says, Beferish, he kareis, ti kareis, hanevetrahi, avonaba. Right, from way back when in the 7th parak. He kareis, ti kareis, what does that mean? He kareis, ti kareis means, Ba'olam Azeh, to be cut off in this world. But if you just take a look at the whole pasuk, we're going to talk about this pasuk for a few dafim a little later. It says Kitvar Hashem Baza Ves Mitzvaso Hefar Hikareis Tikareis Hanefesh Hei Avon Abba. And the previous pasuk, which we also have, is Hanefesh Hashir Kaas Abiyad Ramah Min HaEzra From Nagir Hashir Es Hashem Hu Mekadef In HaKharasa Hanefesh Hei Mekar Vamo. So now, what did Rabbi Kivin and Rabbi Shmuel do over here? Up to before we get there, I'm sorry. So he says, Hikareis Tikareis Hanefesh Hei Avon Abba. Hikareis Tikareis, that's referring to they'll be cut off, Olam Hazeh. Avon Abba, that's La'emas. When is that? La'olam, La'av Lom Abbas, and after Lom Abbas. You see, Olam Abbas. So I'm a little Pabla Abai. Vid Le'ma Lahu, Tarvayu, Mi Hikareis Tikareis. Why do you need his darshan from Hikareis Tikareis Avon Abba? Just say, Hikareis, the double lashon is Hikareis, you should be cut off from this world. Tikareis, and you'll be cut off from the next world, Rahman al Islam. So, in other words, instead of using Avon Abba, so Inu Havu Amile, because they would say to him, no, the rhetoric of Lashon Mene'am. That's why he didn't say that. Because they would just say, no, that's just that's of manner speaking. Okay. Ketanah, in fact, there's Machlokes. Tanah, I'm about to see Hikareis, Tikareis. What do you see from this? Hikareis is Ba'olam Hazeh, Tikareis is La'olam Abba. Debre Rabbi Akiva, Amar Lo Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says back, Falok Fine Ever. Doesn't the Pasuk already say in the Pasuk right before? It says, Es Hashem Hu Megadev V'Nechrasa. So v'chi shlosha olamim yesh, are there three worlds? So Ella v'nichrasa ba'olam hazeh, must be that you say it like this. V'nichrasa is ba'olam hazeh, that's the pasuk before. He kareis is la'olam haba. He kareis to kareis, that's dibur Torah kolash v'nei'ad. Okay, so now, but l'maisa, one thing that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel both have in common is that they did not darshan avon haba. So bein Rabbi Shmuel, bein Rabbi Akiva, avon haba, my abdi bein. What do they do with avon haba? So the Gemara says, "Zechatanya, Yachal Afilu Asa Tshuva." You would think that even if he did tshuva, that he's still going to get cut off. Tamud Lomer Avon Abba. that if his iniquities are still upon him, so then that's when he got cut off. Tamal Ravana Ba, Lo Amarti, Elabas Ma'an Shofon Ba. But if he does tshuva before he dies, so then he's fine. Okay. Fine. So far we did the Tzedukim conversing with Rav Gamliel, and we did the Romim conversing with Rav Yehoshua ben Hananya. So now the third one in the list of the Tzarek Gam, Geshem Kam, right? So is Shala Cleopatra, Malchus says Rav Meir. So Cleopatra asked Rav Meir as follows. And they take out Amra. Yodana dechayi shechavi. I know that those that are dead, that the shechavi, that those who are dead, shechayi, will live, right? Dechayi shechavi, that those who are dead will live. How do I know this? Tuchsev, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, vayatzitzu meir ke'esiv ha'aretz. And they will, vayatzitzu, like, sprout out meir from the city, ke'esiv ha'aretz, like grass of the land. So, and Rashi points you to the Gemara Ksupas, where the Gemara Ksupas says that the Rabbanu Shel Olam b'mayis satchias ha'mesim will have these tunnels that the tzaddikim will travel through, that their bodies will travel through, and they'll pop up coming out of Yerushalayim. So she says that that's this pasuk vayatzitzu meir ke'esiv ha'aretz, will pop out of the ground. So ella k'shehin omdin arumin o bilvul shehin omdin. So when they come out, do they come up clothed or unclothed? So Amar La, so Rav Meir said back to her, kavavamar mechita, it's a pashut svara from chita. Ma chita shenikbara aruma, yotza v'kamel lushin, just like a chita which goes in unclothed into the ground and comes out with many lushin. So tzadikim shenikbara bilvushayin, al achas kamel v'kam. So tzadikim went into the ground bilvushayin, so certainly they're going to come out with clothing. Okay. Amar le Kesar le Rav Gamliel. So the Kesar says, Rav Gamliel, this is number four of the five conversations that they're going to have. So Amrisu, you say the shechavi chai, that those who are dead will come back to life. Hal havu afra, but don't they decay? Don't they become dirt? Va'afra mika chai, can dirt come to life? So Amar le Brate, so the daughter of that Caesar, of that Kesar, pipes in and she says shavke. She says to Rav Gamliel, hang on, just hang tight, and I'm going to respond to my father. What does she say? She says as follows. Shnei yotzrim yesh b'yirena. Suppose we have two craftsmen in our city. Echad yotzrim min mayim, one who can form things out of water. Ve'echad yotzrim min atit, one who can form things out of tit. So ezer mehen meshuba, which one is better? So amar la, so he says to her, ze yishe yotzrim min mayim, of course, the person who forms things out of water. So Amr La, so Amra Le, so she says to him, Minamayim Tsar, so if Akash Baruch Hu can create things, can form things out of Mayim, Rashi tells you that means the Tipa Surucha, right, from Zera, that Akash Baruch Hu can create things out of Zera, out of Tipa Surucha, so Minatit Lo Kol Shekin, so certainly Akash Baruch Hu, if everyone decayed and became dust, so certainly Akash Baruch Hu can form people out of that. Okay. Devei, Rabbi Shmuel, Kan. She has a pashut. Sorry, excuse me. She has a pashut svara from glass cable. Maklei zochuches she'amelon beruach bas v'dam, which can be formed through the wind of humans. In other words, when you blow into it for glass blowing, nishbru, and if they break, yishlan takana, they can be fixed. Bas v'dam sheberuach shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu that were blown into. People through Akash Baruch Hu, Alakas Kamav Kam. So certainly can bring him back to life. Okay. Armalei Ahu Mina, the Rebbe Ani. So there's a certain man who said to Rav Ami, Amrisu, and this is the fifth and final conversation of the Tzarek Gam Geshem Kam. So Armalei Ahu Mina, the Rebbe Ani. Amrisu, the Shechavi Chai. You say that the dead come to life. Lo Havu Avra, Avra Mika Chai. So it's the same question. So Armalei, so he said back to him, Emshel Lecha Mashal Ma'adem Dome. So let me give you a Mashal. A king tells his servants, "Lechu, go, ubenuli paltaran gedol, and go build me great big palaces, b'makom she'in mayim va'afra, where there's no water or dirt." Now, with the way the Yadamah explains it, what that means is that there's no local resources, so you don't have the water and dirt there. You have to bring them in from other places. So halchu ubanu osa. So they went and they went ahead and they managed to pull off the project and they built it. The yadu naflu, but then. A while later, it fell down. So Amalem, so the king says, okay, Chazru Benu, Oso Bavakum Sheyesha for a mine. So go build a building in a place where there is Offerman. Again, according to the Anamah, we're in a place where there are resources. So Amr Lo, in on Yicholim, we're not able to. So Kazalei, he got furious at them. Amr Lahen, the Makum She'in Mayim Va'Offer Benisim. In a place where there was no Mayim Va'Offer, you still built the project. So Ashav She'ish Mayim Va'Offer, Alachas Kama V'Kama. So where there is water and dirt already, so then certainly you can build. And that's the same thing with Rabban Shalom, that Akash Baruch Hu brought people into existence, into this world, and that was from nothing. So now that there is something to work with, of course you can bring it there. Okay. Vimiyat Amamin, and if you don't believe me, so then if you don't believe me that Akash Baruch Hu can create things out of dirt, say Lubika, go out to the Bikkel, Re'e, Achbar, Shayom, Chetzio Basar, V'Chetzio Adam. Please don't ask me what this means. So go out into the Bikkel and see that there's this mouse type thing, maybe a weasel or something that's half. That seems to be half flesh and half earth. L'machar, and then tomorrow, Hishritz, it develops fully. V'nasa kulabasar, and turns into flesh completely. So, now, wait, maybe you'll tell me, Shema tomar l'zman ruba. Maybe you'll tell me, well, that takes a while already. So, how do I know that Akash Baruch Hu can instantaneously do t'chiyas anisim? So he says, alei lahar, go up to the mountain. Ure'e shahayom inbo elechilazon echad. Or the way that the Arch has it, that there's no chilazon at all. So see that there's only one chilazon, and that there's no chilazon. And tomorrow, Yardu Gesham, then it'll start raining, and a smile of Kula Chilazonos, and the whole place will fill up with the Chilazon. Now, okay, so what's going on? So, if you take a look at Rashi, there's just a fascinating Rashi that all the Tchelos people point to, is this Rashi, is that they try to say, to justify the Taina of, how do you know, if you say that it's Mirk, that the Tchelos is Mirk's trunculus, is that what it is, right? That it's like some sort of a snail, so we know that typically the description for a Chilazon is like a dag. It's like some sort of a fish. So they say, but then the snail's not a fish, is it? So one of the tainas is this Rashi. If you take a look at this Rashi, it says chalazon is tolas. Some sort of tolas. Sheyotzi minayam ech l'shim shana. It starts at the bottom on the right side and then ends up on the top on the left side. So it's chalazon tolas sheyotzi minayam ech l'shim shana v'tzofen v'damo tchelas. Okay. Anyway, the Anamas says that this can't be the typical tchela. This can't be the typical chalazon that we talk about when we talk about the one that you get tchelas from. Alright. Armalei ahu mina legevia ben pesisa. So there's a certain minu said legevia ben pesisa. Vai lechon chayavaya. Woe is to you, chayavaya reshaim. Damrisen meisi chaya. Woe is to you, terrible people, you Jews, who say that the people who are dead are going to come back to life. Why? How is that so inconceivable? The chay meisi. If people who are alive die, the meisi chayim. Is it shaykh that people who are alive are dead are going to come back to life? So, if the people who are alive can't even stay alive, then how can the people who are dead come back to life? So, Amr Leitz, who says back to him, V'ayelechon chayavai, woe to you, Rishon. The reason that you guys say, Meisi lo chayim, you say that the dead don't come back to life. What's my svara? Delo havu, people who didn't exist, bechlau, chayi, somehow they come to life. The havachai, those that did live. So certainly they can come to life. Okay. So now the min gets a little bit annoyed. Amr Leis, who says back to him, Chayavaya karisali, you're calling me a Rasha? So, Ika'imna, if I would get up, you must, Tchias Mesim, according to some, if I would get up, Ba'itna b'cha, I would kick you, Upeshitna la'ukmusech minach, and I would straighten out the hunch that's in your back, because Gedi ibn Sisa had a hunch. He was a hunchback. So he says, I would kick you and straighten out this hunch. So he doesn't, it's not clear what the context is, but he doesn't seem to be happy. So Amr Lei, Im Ata Osakin, if you would do that, Roife Umam Tikara, you should be called the phenomenal doctor who's Schar Harbi Titol, you'd be entitled to tons of Schar. Wonderful. Okay. Fine. Tana Rabba, Be'esrim Varba Ben Nisan, on the 24th of Nisan, is Natilu Dimusnai Me Yehuda Mirshalayim. The Dimusnai were removed from Yehuda Mirshalayim. Now, Rashi seems to be the basic understanding. The typical, one explanation for Dimusnai, the translation is tactical, but Rashi doesn't seem to understand the way. Dimusnai Rashi says are these contestors on the land of Yerushalayim, the people who wanted in on the Chelek in Yehuda Mirshalayim. And that, considering the Hamshach Gemara, it seems to be that way. So now, Be'ezrim Arba B'Nisan is Natilu Dimusnai Me Yehuda Mirshalayim. What happened? Kishabo b'nei Afrikaya, Ladonim Yisrael b'nei Alexandros Mokdon, when the Bnei Afrikaya came to judge together with the Jews before Alexander the Great, Amrulo, they said, Eretz Kanan Shalanuhi. So this is apparently an old problem. So the Bnei Afrikaya come to Alexander the Great, and they say, this is our land. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Eretz Kanan Ligvuloseha. Now who's Kanan? Kanan Avuam. Dahanu Inshihavu. He's our father. So it belongs to us. So Amrulo, Gediyah ben Masisa l'chacham. So Gediyah ben Masisa says to the Chachamim, look, Tenuli Rishos, give me permission, Ve'elich v'aduni mahen, I'm going to go judge with them, l'fnei Alexander's Mokdon, before Alexander the Great. Im yinzichuni, if they're victorious over me, imru. So you'll say as follows. Hedishabonu nitzachtem. What big thing did he do? You fool, you were victorious over the simple thing. V'im ani anatzeach l'sam, but if I'm victorious over them, imru, so then you'll be able to say lahem, Torah's Moshe nitzachtechem. It's Torah's Moshe that beat you. So nasul rishos, the chazal, the chacham gave him rishos. V'al kadami mem, he went and he judged with them. He sat in the case with them. Amru lahem. And he said to them, Kaviv ben Masisa says to the Bnei Afrikaya, Meichan atim avian rai, where are you bringing rai's from? Amar lo, so they said, Minatar, you got rai's, but they are shin natar. So Amar lan, so he says back to them, Afani lo avi lachem raya el matar. So I'll bring you a rai from the tar. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer, Arur Kanan, Eved Avadim, Yela Achav. Cursed is Kanan, he's going to be a servant, he's going to be a slave to your brothers. So Eved Shekana Nechasim, Eved lemiu nechasim. So when an Eved buys property, to whom does the Eved belong, and to whom does the property belong? V'lo od, elo shaharei kamashanu shaloav ivanatun. In fact, where have you guys been? You guys are our slaves. So Amr lahem, so he says back to them, Amr lahem alexandros ma'ka, I think they probably changed it to Mokdon, right? So hivziu lechua, give them a response. So Amr lahem, so they said to him, tenei lanu zman shoshiyam, please give us 3 days. So Naslam zman, he gave him some time. Batku, Lomatsuchu. They weren't able to find anything. So Miyad Baruchu, they ran away. Vinichu Sadusein, Kishin Zerus, and left her fields that were totally planted, Ukarameyan, and her vineyards, Kishin and Tuas, where they were planted, with Zerus is sown, and the Tuas is planted with trees. The Ozashana, Shavi is Haisan. That was the Shana Shavis.
So where are you living in Israel?
It's a good China.
They wanted their title was on the whole thing.
Presumably. Yeah. All right. Fine. Shuv Pam Achas, Bo Bnei Mitzrayim, Ladun Im Yisrael, Lefnei Alexander Smokdon. Okay. Now it would seem, you learn like Rashi, it would make a lot of sense to take out the Shuv Pam Achas. But anyway, fine. So Armulo, they said to him, Harehu Omer, behold, the Pasuk says, Vashem Nasan Eskein Ha'am Bnei Mitzrayim, Vayashilum, there are all this stuff in the Mitzrayim, so Tenu Lanu Kesev is option of Halti Mimenu. So please give us back our gold and silver that you guys took a long time ago. So the same thing. The newly Rishos give me permission. If they're victorious over me, it will have to say to them, Hedyet, Shabbanu Nitzachtam. You guys beat a Hedyet. If I'm victorious over them, it will have to, you just tell them, Taurus Moshe Rabbeinu Nitzachtam. So Nasul Rishos, they gave him permission. And he went and he died with them. Where are you guys bringing the Rai from? Amrulo, he said, Minatara. They sent him, we got Rai's, but Fair Shonatara. So Amalan, so he said back to them, Afanilo Abi Radlachan Rayah the Torah, so I'll bring you rise from the Torah, Shanemar, Moshe Bnei Israel Asher Yashvim Mitzrayim Shaloshin Shana, Barba Me'el Shana. It says that the Jews were residing in Egypt for 430 years. Okay, so Tanu Lanus Kharavada Shal Shishim Ribo Shishi Batim Mitzrayim Shaloshim Shana, Barba Me'el Shana. So you gotta pay up. Give us the schar of the 600,000 people who worked for you for 430 years. So Amalan Alexander smoked on. So Alexander the Great says back to him, says back to them, Hichzir lo tshuva. So give him a response. So Amrulo, they said to him, Tunu lanu zman shlosh yom. So give us 3 days. So Nazalim zman, he gave them zman. He gave them some time. But they checked, lo matzu tshuva, they couldn't find a response. So miyad hinichu sabusein shen zruos. They left their fields as they were sown already. Ukramein shen tuos, when they were already planted in the trees. Ubarchu, they fled. Bosa shana shviyas haisa. Okay. One more. Veshuv pam achas bo bnei Yishmael bnei Keturah ladunim Yisrael lefnei Alexander smokdon. So now bnei Yishmael bnei Keturah, this is mamash old story. They come before Alexander the Great to judge with the Jewish people. Amar lo, they said to him, Eretz Kanan shalanu v'shalchem. It's both of ours. Dechsev ve'ela told us Yishmael ben Avraham. Uksev ela told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. We're both ben Avrahams. So amar lo, k'vi ben b'si salachachamim.
So
So if I'm so give me some shows, in your tzukuni imru, so you'll say as follows, hadishbanim zachtam, v'im ani anatzeh posamim, if I'm victorious of them, imru lahem, you'll just say to them, Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu nitzachtam. So nasu lo roshos, again, halak v'dalim yani, what? Amar lahem, he said to them, hekam atam rabbi imhai, where are you guys bringing proofs from? So amar lo minat Torah, we got the fair shariahs in the Torah. So Amar lahem, so he says back to them, afini lo avi raya alam anitam. So I'm going to bring you raya from the Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yitan Abraham es kol asher lo liyitzchak. If a father gave his son a document in which it writes off another child, and he says, I don't want this other child to have anything to do with my Yerusha, or this other person to have anything to do with my Yerusha, then he sends this one from on this one, he sends this one out. So, klum yesh lazeh klum? Does anyone have a tana or the other? Okay. So now my matanos, parenthetically, what were these matanos? So I'm Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, Olam Shemasolam Shem Tuma. He gave him the Shem Tuma. What's the Shem Tuma? So Rashi says, that's the Kishuv Maisa Shem. Okay. So what's the plan? Should we stop for a couple minutes and then resume, or should we keep going? What are the guys? Okay, so how about we stop for about 3 minutes and whatever, or 3-4 minutes, and we can come back. Let's aim to be back by 3:40. Mr. Jim, we'll continue. Okay.
Question, but the logic of the pasuk still says...
Hang on a second.